Welcome back here to Avoca tonight. A victory here tonight for the HSTW Vikings as they're able to pull it out here. 25-12, the win here over Southwest Valley. A hard-fought football game tonight, now being joined by Vikings head coach G.G. Harris. Coach, your team found a way to make the plays they needed to there in the second half to get this one.
Huge, and that's what we've been preaching all along. Do your job, you know, and when the play's there, we gotta find a way to make it. And we've been in some games in early on in the season, and tonight we were kind of in those similar positions, but that's what progress is, and that's what the work you put in throughout the whole year. So when it comes down to it, you're getting better, but you're also making those plays, and that was a fact tonight.
Well, the game started with both teams getting some points on the board. You settle for the field goal there on the first drive. They come right back and hit the big play to take the lead back. It was a little bit stagnant. The defense is kind of dominated there for a while, but you're able to get the big score right there before the end of the half as Groby comes up with that touchdown catch. That was a huge momentum boost for you.
Huge momentum boost. To say about the defense or whatever, there was a lot of, like, rhythm was off for both teams, you know, and so I don't know if I'd call it guessing or whatever, but both teams are well coached and they play really hard and scrappy, and I was a stalemate there for a while, and it was nice for us to come back and hit a big play with Groby in there and then a fumble to be able to get the ball back in our hands and stay confident, and so that swing there was big going us into the halftime.
Well, and it turns out to kind of go the same way in the second half. Both teams able to score on the opening possession here of the second half, and then it went stagnant for a while, but then you're able to make a big play there with Waltman breaking off the big run to help seal the win.
Huge. You know, we do. This is a team that has to settle in. You'd like it to be a little bit sooner and then more consistent. But this is a group that's, you know, is dealing with adversity right now. You know, we've got different starting lineups right now. We had our center go down. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. And so the fact that they're able to continue to weather the storms that might be created by ourselves is a huge testament to their leadership and also their buy-in and trust in each other, the program. And so, and that's what allowed, that big run there for Jackson. Got a couple extra blocks. He broke a few tackles, and that's what it takes.
One thing that had to be a little bit frustrating, and this, of course, what's going on both sides of the ball, it seemed like getting that snap, Chris, was tough for a while tonight. And, you know, when you get one little thing off, the timing just seems to be all thrown off, and both teams struggle with that a little bit.
Absolutely, especially when both teams are kind of trying to do a little option read there and things. But, you know, both teams have a pretty good Mike linebacker and two D tackles that are pretty tough. And so, especially throwing, you know, Seth Kiesel in there, he did a heck of a job, and I know he was dealing with the snaps. But, you know, you're dealing with three really good football players on their team, and I feel like we have pretty good three in the middle as well. And so it's a lot of pressure. But that's what we want, and I think they wanted the same thing too, and we were able to find a way to weather the storm and make some plays.
Gavin Fisher was huge tonight. He just seemed like he was making every other tackle out there, especially in the second half, coming up big, making those tackles for a loss.
Dude's hungry. He missed last week, and he came back, and he's itching, and came back middle of the week. Looked good. Conditioning felt fine. He was healthy, and you could tell he was hungry. Not just for a victory, but he was hungry to get back, and he's a workhorse. He goes to school, gets done at 11, then he works till 4, and he comes to practice, you know. So for him, he just loves to work hard and have fun, and that was an opportunity for tonight, and he had a good game.
Well, obviously nice to pick this one up here tonight, and it gives you a good boost here into the final week here of the regular season.
Huge win. I mean, that's a good football program and a good football team, Coach Donahue. So we knew it was kind of big. You want to play like it's only one game at a time, but we knew it was big, and we hadn't been real consistent or good at home. And we wanted to come out and play with a lot more pride, and there was a lot of things going on with senior night and the pink out and things like that. And so we wanted to play with a lot of pride, and I feel that we can walk off this field tonight with a lot of pride, and we're going to keep controlling what we can control, put ourselves in the best seat, and we'll see what happens.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Vikings head coach G.G. Harris back with more in just a moment here on KJN.